Unit 10, Track 1.
Hey, Amy. You have one of those brain training apps. Have you seen this research on brain training? I read all about it in a magazine, and it's really fascinating.
No, I haven't, Austin. I've had this app for a long time, and I'm not sure it's improving my math skills or creativity. But I think my memory's better.
Well, that's what it says here. They did this research on a group of people using a brain training app. They discovered that they improved at the activities in the app, but that was only because of practice. If you practice anything every day, you get better at it. It's simple science.
Really? Oh, well, will the training from the apps help you if you do other things? If you use a puzzle app, will it help you get better at problem solving? I heard it helps you with things like making decisions and understanding things.
Well, apparently, yes, it will. But it's not necessarily the app. It's just the constant practice with the puzzles.
Ah, I see. So does the article say what we can do if we want to exercise our brains?
Yes, it does. But I think you'll be surprised. It says that the best way to improve your brain is not by using apps or brain training games, but just to do most of the things we do every day.
Wait, so will I be more intelligent if I just watch TV and chat with my friends online?
Yes and no. First, any kind of brain training won't make you more intelligent, but it will improve your attention. And apparently, socializing is one of the best ways of doing this, but in person, not over the internet or on the phone.
That's easy. What else?
Apparently, you exercise your brain if you exercise your body. Plus, you need to sleep more and eat more nuts and vegetables.
That sounds great. So I don't really have to change my life completely. Well, apart from the exercise, maybe.